Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Keith sent me a note. It's Steve. The Miami Herald has an article about the red light traffic ticket that made it to the Florida Supreme Court. And just hearing that sentence is music to my ears. Because it combines so many things I love. But it's not quite as exciting as we might hope it would be. But a red light ticket paid by credit card has wound up in a dispute being heard by the Florida Supreme Court. It all goes back to $7.90. $7.90. Tim Saunders and Tom Urban wrote the story. The Florida Supreme Court justices appeared skeptical recently of a potential class action lawsuit challenging credit card fees that a company collects from motorists caught on camera allegedly running red lights. We've talked about this before, and I know people say, Steve, if you don't run a red light, you won't get a ticket. Well, the problem is that there are some places that shorten the yellows to make the reds fatter. And, you know, it's always tough when you have to go to court and fight a machine. And I understand that a police officer will show up and testify if it, you know, push comes to shove. But the point is that they can be unfair. However, we're talking about the fees associated right now with the fines. Court heard arguments in a lawsuit filed by motorists against American Traffic Solutions, Inc., after the man was nabbed running a red light in 2018 in North Miami Beach. And again, this is the other problem, is these machines are often administered by private companies, meaning it's not actually like the local city that sets this up. They contract with somebody else, go, you guys take care of it. And the idea of them contracting out law enforcement does bother me on a theoretical level. So American Traffic Solutions has the contract to operate North Miami Beach's red light camera program, at least at the time this happened. And the man at the lawsuit's center contends that American Traffic Solutions collected an improper fee from him of $7.90 because he used a credit card to pay his $158 traffic fine. So it cost him $158 and $7.90 service charge. Now, some justices on the Florida Supreme Court pointed out recently that his decision to pay the fine by credit card, which caused him to pay the extra fine, could have been avoided if he'd paid by check or money order. And every time I mention checks, I get people from Europe in particular say, you guys still use checks? What are you, crazy? That's stupid. It's antique. It's old school. Well, yeah, but if you get a bill and you want to pay it with a good paper trail and you don't want to pay a service fee, you pay by check. So it's got potential, you know. What you are complaining about is a $7.90 payment, and that is completely voluntary. One justice said to the man's attorney, you could avoid this by paying a different way. Similarly, the chief justice said a key factor is that the choice to make an electronic payment is entirely voluntary. Seems to me this idea that is at the core of your case is that people were forced to pay the fee. You say they were shaken down, they were robbed, but it looks like they did it as a choice. Now, one of the attorneys argued, in part, that the additional fee was not allowed by state laws aimed at having uniform traffic rules. And he said that American Traffic Solutions, who's a major player in the red light camera industry, can't require motorists to pay additional fees and that it is an illusion that this is voluntary. There's $7.90 that is in ATS's hands. It should be in my client's hands, the attorney said. It was unlawful for them to impose an additional fee, fine, surcharge, or costs, and it's illegal to collect a commission. Red light cameras in Florida have long been controversial and spawned a variety of legal challenges. Also, the legislature has repeatedly considered repealing a law that allows local governments to use red light cameras, though that repeal has not passed. I can tell you that most courts that I'm in have a counter where they collect money, cashier. And at that counter, it says right there, we accept cash, checks, credit cards. And they accept credit cards. And sometimes they'll tell you there's a service fee for a credit card. But it's a choice you make. You can still pay by cash or check or credit card with a fee. Now, the man here filed the lawsuit in 2018 in federal court in South Florida, but a U.S. district judge sided with America Traffic Solutions in 2019 and dismissed the case. The plaintiff then took that decision to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and a panel of the appeals court in February asked the Florida Supreme Court to help resolve questions about interpretation of state law in the case, a process known as certifying questions to the state court. That happens a lot also. So I know it's happened here in Michigan even recently, where a issue came before the district court federal district court in Michigan. And federal courts on substantive state law issues have to follow state law. They follow federal rules of procedure and a whole thing called the Erie Doctrine, which I'm not going to get into now. But when it comes to like interpretation of, say, contract law, they follow the contract law of the state they're sitting in. So in Michigan, we have, on the issue of surveillance and wiretap, we've got a statute that's actually kind of strangely written. And the Michigan Supreme Court has never ruled specifically on how it applies. Some courts of appeal have, but the courts of appeal are not the final, you know, the final arbiter of the law in Michigan. The Michigan Supreme Court would be. So generally speaking, if somebody brings an issue of substantive state law in front of a federal court, the federal court will ask, well, what's the law in the state? And they'll look to that state's Supreme Court. If the state Supreme Court has not yet ruled on it, the federal courts can certify the question and send it to the state Supreme Court and say, would you please answer this question for us? But state Supreme Courts are like the U.S. Supreme Court in that they only answer questions when they feel like it. And if there's something that's not before them, they often go, well, there's no controversy before us. There's nothing to rule on. Now, the federal court asking for an answer should be a controversy. But state courts will routinely say, you know something? We're not going to address this for you right now. Do what you can with it. And so then they're left with, do we go with the appellate courts at least? Because they have ruled on it, but it's not the ultimate law of the land. Or do we just make up our own thing? And there have been situations in Michigan, I can think of a couple, back when the Michigan Consumer Protection Act was still a thing, where the federal courts said, we believe the state court will go this way if it ever gets there. And then years later, when the state court got there, they went the other way. So you got a better deal in federal court for a few years than you would get in state court. But another story altogether. So that's what led to Tuesday's hearing in the Florida Supreme Court. So the statutory issues raised by this case, which will determine whether a vendor may add a surcharge to red light camera penalties in exchange for permitting individuals to pay with a credit card, may affect millions of Floridians and dozens of Florida's municipal traffic enforcement agencies. Resolution of the common law issues may also reverberate throughout Florida, affecting Florida's unjust enrichment law across diverse contexts. And so that explains how the Florida Supreme Court is hearing the case. They're just hearing the issues. And then those issues would probably get sent back to the federal appeals court, and then they'd make their ruling and say, here's how we follow Florida law on this issue. But it does boil down to whether or not the dispute at hand over $7.90 that gets incurred by somebody who pays a red light ticket with a credit card, whether that fee is fair or not. Because I guess the alternative would be to say, well, we can use a credit card, but there won't be a $7.90 fee attached. My understanding is that credit card companies do make money by taking a fee, but it's often at the cost of the vendor. So, you know, municipalities don't want to do that. So we'll see how that goes. But as of right now, this issue is being hashed out by the Florida Supreme Court. It will then get sent over to the federal court, 11th Circuit, and it will wind its way through the courts over there. So it'll be a while before I have an update, but when I get one, I'll pass it along. This story from the Miami Herald, Jim Saunders and Tom Urban wrote it. Keith sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Red light ticket paid by credit card. Florida Supreme Court hears dispute over $7.90. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. As a mountain, you can't grow, but as a human, I can.